Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Let's look back to Sunday. Ravens taking on the Vikings for the bulk of these bounce back, fallback questions. Lamar throws for over 221 and a half yards. He did not. 176. Both you guys bounce back. Lamar runs for over 37 and a half yards. It was a fallback narrowly.
Yeah.
36. Jason fell back. Ken, you bounce back. Derrick Henry runs for over 72 and a half yards. A narrow bounce back with 75. Can you bounce back? Jason fell back and said 69.
Nice.
J.J. McCarthy throws for over 210 and a half yards. He threw for 248. Jason bounced back. Can you fell back with 169?
Yeah.
Justin Jefferson gets over 76 and a half receiving yards. Not even close. 37. Both you guys bounce back. Zay Flowers goes over his 63 and a half receiving yards total. He did with 75. Both you guys bounce back. Ravens defense forces a turnover and gets multiple sacks. They did not. They only got one sack. Three turnovers.
A lot of knockdown balls, Bo.
Yes. A lot of knockdown balls, but that wasn't the question.
Yeah, that's a good
point. So it's a fallback. Both you guys bounce back. Chargers cover the -3 versus the Steelers. Jason fell back, went Steelers money line.
Oh.
Ken, you bounced back, and it was an easy cover, 25-10. Maryland covers the 4.5 versus Georgetown. They did not.
By the way, by tip-off, I think it was Georgetown favored.
Georgetown was favored. It was 8.5 at one point for Maryland, and I think it closed Georgetown -2.5. But time of this question, Maryland was favored by 4.5. Can you bounce back?
Yeah, I couldn't explain it. But
Jason fell back, said Georgetown by 6. Jason with an arrow win, 4-3. 4-3. Let's get to Maryland tonight. And we're going back to the spread because it's massive and it's spectacular. Maryland covers the 31.5 point spread against Alcorn State tonight, man. Jason. 31.5.
You got to score a lot of points win by 30 points, obviously. I don't know that that's where Buzz is in his program. Like, look, it's not uncommon to see people. Northwestern scored 110 the other night. Now, with all this newness and like, Is Buzz trying to run up his net rating early in the year? Like, I really don't think so. Man, I would never bet this, Bone, but I'm going to say the Terps win by 27.
That's a fallback for those at home. Win by 27. Ken?
Yeah, this is tough. They got killed by Minnesota. They're not good, but to Jason's point, I don't know. Like, Maryland, where are they getting their points? I would love to go the other way here, but I don't think this is the right.
How many foul shots are they going
to
take?
Yeah, this is the wrong place to go the other way. I'm going to fall back.
Let's get to the NBA. The Thunder, 7.5-point favorites over the Warriors tonight. The Thunder cover that, Ken.
Where's that game?
OKC.
I'm going to bounce back, Bum.
Okay.
It's not a game that either of us are on at WannaBet. Warriors are a little beat up. OKC has been damn good. They certainly win almost every time out. They don't always cover. But I do think there's spots where they want to send a little bit of a message. And the Warriors have been a little bit disjointed. Obviously, Steph's missed time. So I'll say that the Thunder win by 9.
That is a bounce back for those at home. Couple props in that game. SGA, 31.5 points. He goes over that total, Jason.
I mean, that's pretty much where he is. How many times is Draymond going to foul him alone? I think it's close enough that he plays, and I think the game's meaningful enough that he plays all the way through. So I'll say he gets 34.
34.
To Jason's point, that like literally he lives in that range. I'll bounce back.
Steph Curry, his 3-point prop set at 4.5 in Book of the Bone.
Nice.
He goes over that total, Ken.
Book of the Bone's usually pretty accurate on these things. They got a good staff over there. I'll bounce back.
Jason?
Let's say he makes 3.
As a fallback, 3. Let's get Ken's Sixers in.
Joel Embiid, right knee soreness.
They've come back to earth, huh? Yeah.
6-4.
I remember when they were 5-0. Joel Embiid, they were never going to lose.
He still had this prop up. 29.5 points and rebounds.
He's not playing.
It was in the Book of the Bone.
But like an hour ago. He's got right knee soreness.
We'll
he's out.
We'll scrap that then. Let's go to Thursday Night Football. Drake May.
Andre Drummond, 15.
Drake May throws for over 239.5 yards on Thursday against the Jets.
239.
Yes, Jason.
It's a big spread, you know, and if that turns out to be the case in a short week and they do get up big on the Jets, are they going to run it up and throw it around? He's thrown for 222 in every game he's played but one. He's thrown in at least 203. In every game he's played in, but I haven't really looked at the weather report. I like him to throw 2 touchdowns in that game, Bone.
Put that down. All right.
I'm going to say he ends up throwing for 226.
226 is a fallback for those.
What's the number again, Bone?
239.5.
I did take the Patriots as my survivor this week. Second straight week, I'm going Thursday Night Football with my survivor. I feel like I'm
living dangerously.
Yes, because those games are always hot. I'll bounce back, Bob.
Okay. Stephon Diggs, he a terp, goes over 53.5 receiving yards, Ken.
I'll bounce back, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, he's faced these guys before. Obviously, he spent a lot of time in that division previously in Buffalo. He's kind of the main cog. And you look at the scope of that passing attack, and for as much as New England's won a lot of games and Drake May's getting MVP consideration, Hunter Henry doesn't do a whole lot. The second tight end.
Is that Hooper?
Hooper doesn't show up really at all. So, yeah, I mean, primetime spot, big game, familiar opponent. Obviously, no Sauce Gardner.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's say he gets 70, Bone.
70, Bone.
It's a bounce back. And lastly, you mentioned that big spread, 11.5. Patriots cover that number, Jason.
Man, it's not where I'm playing it. We're playing it at 6.5.
Oh, after
tying it to
line.
Some other things.
Yes, but Book of the Bone.
11.5?
11.5. Mm-hmm. That was Book of the Bone as of this morning.
I'm going to say they win by 10.
That's a fallback.
Thursday Night Football is always goofy, and we saw that with the Denver Raiders game a week ago. I'm going to fall back as well, Bum.
Not as goofy as that Derek Queen trade. Oh, I can't. How often am I going to bring this up? My God, I'm going to bring this up constantly.
That's like the Brewers being frauds.
Yes. This is a brouhaha that I actually can provoke. I'm not in.
Oh, yeah.
This is a brouhaha that I am just a party to, and I can stoke the flames and sit back and sip my coffee
sip your tea.
And listen.
Coming up next, more Bones, TMI with TIM. What you got?
Yeah, we're going to get back into talking about some defenders for the Ravens, and in particular, some of their rookies. Malachi Starks, Mike Green, Teddy Buchanan. You've seen their level of play rise as the defense's level of play has risen. We'll get into it next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
Ravens defense playing a lot better, especially since the bye week, and we've seen some of these rookie class playing better for the Ravens defense as well, and we've talked about them for a while now in terms of a lot was asked of Malachi Starks, Mike Green, and Teddy Buchanan, where they were all essentially day one starters. I know Buchanan wasn't official until week two, and Mike Green, when Van Noy went down and Tavius went down and you traded Adafe Owe, he's a starter for them right now, where not ideal, but that's how the roster was built. And we saw these guys, all of them, take their lumps, especially early on. And starting with Malachi Starks, this was someone that, gosh, it seemed like they were doing backflips over during OTAs and mini camp and just raving about
instant leader.
Yeah, about his leadership ability. And I can think back to that John Harbaugh quote where they were, what, in a hotel and he's leading a little practice with the rest of the rookies and picking up this defense early. And heck, especially with DBs, and Lord knows they draft DBs high. Kyle Hamilton wasn't a day one starter. Marlon Humphrey wasn't a day one starter. Nate Wiggins wasn't a day one starter. All of those guys were first round picks.
Derek Queen.
Not a day one starter.
Queen.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Go back to open. No, I'm talking about Derek Queen.
See, I know exactly he was not making
about.
A mistake.
No, I know exactly
I was picking
what
up what he was putting down.
Yeah, I'm looking Patrick, right at him. Yeah. I'm looking. Patrick the cameras, there's no, the there's no camera on, yeah, no, on no. Beltway Ben.
That would have made it better.
I was looking right at him. No, I knew which Queen I was talking about. He's starting now.
I didn't think he made a mistake.
They didn't make the trade just for opening day. They made the trade for the long haul.
Yes.
But anyway. Starks,
good looking out.
He didn't have a single pass defensed until that interception against the Dolphins, and now it's back-to-back games with an interception. And prior to the bye week, quarterbacks went targeting Starks as the closest defender. 13 of 18, 223 yards and a touchdown. Since the bye, 3 for 7, 47 yards, 2 interceptions. And also, I've been impressed with the open field tackling, especially since the bye week, too. There was one on Justin Jefferson on a screen pass that could have went for some yardage. But
I think over the last 2 weeks for PFF, sorry, Bone, for what it's worth, PFF has him as the highest graded safety over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, he's playing with a ton of confidence. And then you go to the second round pick, Mike Green. And if you look at his pressure rate on the season, it's not all that good. It's 5.1%. But he's had back-to-back games, or had back-to-back games heading into the bye week in which he didn't even register a pressure. Well, now, since the bye in the three games, 7 pressures, 1.5 sacks, 5 quarterback hits. He had a season-high 4 pressures in that game against the Vikings and a season-high 3 quarterback hits. Also had that tackle for loss
on
the running play. And he's got a TFL in 3 of the past 4 games. And then you get to Teddy Buchanan, where you look at his snap share since the bye week. As you would expect, it's gone down some because of Kyle Hamilton playing in the box so much more, where he was playing 100% of the snaps heading into the bye. Now it's more low 70s, upper 60s, but he still made the most of it. And looking at his pressure numbers, guys, he had 3 pressures on 3 pass rush attempts, and he forced a fumble on the kickoff team as well. His 13 pressures, and this is indicative of this pass
where
rush
we
as
are.
A whole, his 13 pressures leads the team. With Adafe Owe no longer on here and Draymond Jones, obviously his were coming from Tennessee, he's got a 31.7% pressure rate. So it's not like they're blitzing him a ton, but when he does, he gets home. And as a cover guy, he's allowing just over 5 yards per attempt, which is really, really strong. So those 3 draft picks, now you're starting to really see dividends from them.
Yeah. No, look, the defense is recalibrated, and I think they kind of know who they are, and I think they understand some of their limitations. And they're going to go as far as Kyle Hamilton and some creative blitzing and having the right call at the right time is going to take them. And against a lot of the league who don't have a generational quarterback, it's going to be more than enough. But we'll find out in January if it's enough of enough when the bar gets raised.
Yeah, well, I think we'll see more Kyle Hamilton flashing big time against guys like Dylan Gabriel and Justin Fields the next couple weeks. If it is Fields. Coming up next, are the Ravens back? We'll ask our friend, NFL Network's Cynthia Freeland, joins us next here on the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Fan. Ravens off today on the practice field tomorrow to get ready for the Cleveland Browns. They're 8.5-point favorites in Cleveland. And let's talk some Ravens and NFL football now as we head up to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Our friend, IA Hall of Famer,
yes,
Cynthia Freeland, joins us now. And Cynthia, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So the Ravens are overwhelming favorites in Vegas to win the AFC North. Are they back? Do you think the Ravens are back?
Yeah, I mean, they just like to keep things interesting, right? Yeah. They wanted us to be like, oh my gosh, what are we going to talk about for this many weeks? And the Ravens were like, you want to talk about us? Let's do it.
Cynthia, how unique of a player is Kyle Hamilton? Because you can go back to last year, the defense is in shambles, it's on fire, they move him to deep safety, it settles it down. The defense was horrific the first five games this week, or this year. You bring in Alohi Gilman, that allows Kyle Hamilton to play more in the box, in the nickel. It's put out the fire, and now the defense has been so strong. Like, is there any player you could compare a Kyle Hamilton to?
Well, there's a few guys who have that kind of versatility. Maybe not like, you know, in this particular example, you know, with the like exactly how you said, but there are guys like, you know, we've seen like Tyrann Mathieu, Buda Baker, those guys who are just super versatile at the position, but they're very rare and he's worth every penny.
We're kind of looking at the state of the offense now a little bit, and the even sort of the intent of the downfield thrust hasn't been there. You know, Rashad Bateman's hurt now. He's been sort of a glorified decoy this season, not nearly the impact of last year. We think a lot of that probably has to do with the offensive line. But we're looking at this tight end group and wondering, boy, do we start seeing them in 13 personnel even more? And, you know, Kohler showed up in the goal-to-go situations in the red zone. Likely, you know, we know what he can do in the past. Could you see this being the tight ends as the guys who sustain this for a while?
Yeah. I mean, that's how you built the team, right? The team is built to essentially give the quarterback as many different options as possible, and that is what they need to leverage when things aren't working in one particular phase. So that's just really, you know, this is what it's kind of what it's supposed to be doing, and how the different ways complement each other. That's how you win football games, right? Like, there's no team in the league that's going to have one perfect health or two, a perfect, like, okay, on paper, it looks like it's going to be this, and it turned out to be this. It just doesn't really happen, you know? So I'm looking at it and saying, this is exactly how it's supposed to go, and now we're seeing it in action.
Talking with Cynthia Freeland, Inside Access here on The Fan. Let's stay in the division. The Pittsburgh Steelers, some thought, and we thought, hey, they righted things when they beat the Colts, and then they go out to L.A. and get beat down by the Chargers. How concerned are you about this team moving forward? And Aaron Rodgers, to us, looked old and slow and kind of scared to get hit the other night.
Well, you know what's going to make him look young? The Bengals defense.
That's true.
But so I mean, I think that one's a good matchup for him. But I think it's going to be kind of week to week. I don't think it's going to be something where I'm not as, I always get in trouble when I say this, but, you know, I'm not as thrilled about the Steelers. Even that win was, it was a great win, but a lot had to go wrong for the Colts in order for them to kind of be in the position. Like that first drive was like 14 different plays, and then they had a weird turnover and some weird stuff happened, and then it just kind of got weird on them. And I don't know a better way to put that because, you know, there's, and it took a lot of weirdness for this offense to, you know, to, for the Steelers to win it. And by the way, the Steelers, you know, credit to the Steelers defense. They actually look like the front that we were expecting from them for one game and one game only.
Cynthia, it seems like Mike Tomlin, especially over the past couple of weeks, has been under fire for not being aggressive. And I know heading into that Sunday night game against the Chargers, they've gone for it on fourth down the least in the NFL, and they've had the least amount of success. Would you like to see the Steelers be more aggressive in those fourth down situations?
I don't know. I mean, I know that people always, and it drives me absolutely bonkers when the people on TV say the analytics say to go for an return is fourth and less than three. That's not necessarily true. You know, you have to have the right personnel, the right play, the right opportunity. Where are you on the field? Is your defense stopping anyone? What's going on here? There's a lot to take into consideration. And I don't think Mike Tomlin has as good of a team as we're used to from the Steelers when he was able to be a bit more aggressive and kind of get what he came for. You know, Jaylen Warren had a good matchup against the Chargers, but the Chargers run defense completely had a plan for him and it worked. So, you know, I guess my, you know, counterpoint to that would be like, well, with what team? You know, like what are you, who are you expecting him to do it with? Like, just be aggressive for aggression's sake, that doesn't really help, right? You have to play complementary football and know what your team can and can't do. And I would argue he probably is weighing his options based on that.
Well, let's stay in the division, and you mentioned the word weird. The Browns sticking, and by the Browns, I just mean Stefanski, because it seems to be him, like his hill to die on. Sticking with Dillon Gabriel, it doesn't make much sense to me. It never really did. And now we're getting into the real weather portion of the schedule, and this little guy, and I say that as a little guy myself, like, boy, he had a lot stacked against him when it was 75 degrees and perfect weather to throw a football around. Like, what do you think's going on here?
I have no idea. I mean, perhaps, obviously, so there's a few things that I would think give me little smoke screens as to what's going on behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Number one, they parted ways with Paul DePodesta, the analytics guy from Moneyball. He'd been there since 2015. So he's now no longer a part of the team. That's one little clue. Mm-hmm. Number two, play calling, that one's being switched.
Yep.
That's another little clue. So I guess my question here is it fully his choice? Or is it, like, I don't know where we're at. It just feels like we're getting some weird signaling that would potentially lead me to believe maybe he doesn't have 100% of the decision-making authority in this situation. But I don't know anything. It's not reporting.
Right.
It's just little clues.
Cynthia, are you buying the Colts again? They beat the Falcons in Berlin. It wasn't pretty. Daniel Jones got a bloody mouth, but Jonathan Taylor ran for 240 yards. Are you buying the Colts as far as the Super Bowl contender?
I was there. I saw it firsthand. When you say buying it, to me, are the Colts a feisty contender? Yes. Are they a surefire deep playoff team or a team that I would be shocked if they didn't make a deep playoff run? No. Mm-hmm. So I guess what I'm saying is I think they have some moments. The problem is without DeForest Buckner up front, you saw where exactly you can run against them. The blueprint was laid out. We saw it from Bijan. We saw it from, you know, Tyler Allgeier. It's going to be hard for them to kind of get through that without DeForest Buckner. Now, the field conditions weren't great. It was a little slippery out there, so perhaps their defense will look better and Sauce will make things, you know, better in that secondary when it comes to not slipping and defending number one receivers. But I mean, Drake London still had a pretty massive day. So as long as Jonathan Taylor's able to run, the answer is that they can win games. But do I think they have what it takes to be there at the end? I'm less convinced than when I didn't see them in person, if that makes sense.
Well, Cynthia, let's go to the NFC and a team that got a lot of hype heading into the year, and especially after they whooped up on your Lions week one, were the Packers. And the past couple of games, the offense just has not been able to get in gear at all. Are they a true Super Bowl contender for you?
You know, when your defense only allows 10 points, then you really have a good defense. Yeah. You know, like you can't. The coach was right when he says, you know, when you allow 10 points, it's really not on your defense. So that's the first thing. I think their defense is absolutely for real, and it's not just because of Micah Parsons, because the Eagles shut Micah Parsons down for all intents and purposes. It's a defense that doesn't give up many big plays. It's a defense that can balance you out in the run and the pass and make you keep guessing. But I will say that, you know, you're looking at the opportunity to be a Super Bowl contender. If your offense is not able to find the wrinkles and seams, the ability to, at the second half, adjust to what's going on in front of you, it's going to be hard to win. And I know they didn't have a lot of film on what this defense would look like with Jalen Phillips, but I kind of think that's not a good enough excuse because, number one, we've seen what happens when Vic Fangio has Jalen Phillips. It happened in Miami. And number two, we know what this defense is capable of in general, and you've got to be able to adapt. So I guess my question is how are they going to adapt? And, you know, Tucker Kraft not being there, every team contends with massive injuries, so it's not an excuse. So they've got to figure out some solutions if they're going to make a deep run.
Cynthia, before I let you go, how was the Berlin experience?
It was amazing. Like, it was crazy and freezing, and the fans were incredible. And, you see fans from every single fandom there. You know, Ravens, all 32 teams are equally represented, but the fans, they really get what's going on. All 70,000 did not leave until the absolute last snap. They wanted to see every single snap of football. They're so invested. It was cool.
Any chance you went to the Bayern Munich Union Berlin soccer match on Saturday morning?
I really would have loved to, but unfortunately I didn't get in time to do much for pleasure. Gotcha. I got there Friday and I had to do stuff all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and left first thing Monday morning. So not so touristy for me.
That stinks.
Next time.
Well, Cynthia, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate you. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys.
Thank
have
you.
A great one.
Cynthia Freeland, bye. NFL Network. Coming up next, though.
Harry Kane scored in that one, like we needed him to, but not enough other stuff happened. Yeah. That was a wannabet special that went awry. First time all year, Bayern Munich did not lead at the half.
Wow.
But Harry Kane at least lead or be tied. First time they trailed at the half, and they had led in all but one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they were due.
Yeah. They were tied at the half against Ben's favorite team, Borussia Mönchengladbach.
I did not know that.
Then
was your
they
favorite.
Trailed Union Berlin 1-0. Ended up 2-2 final.
Not much about soccer, but Mönchengladbach. He loves Borussia
Mönchengladbach.
It makes me laugh.
You know, it's funny. That's how I associate those teams too. Like when we were back in the day when soccer.
You know
was
who
first.
Plays for Borussia Mönchengladbach?
The blonde
now.
Guy.
No, Gio Reyna, who used to play for Borussia
his
Dortmund.
His dad started stuff.
Claudio. No. His the guy who's well. Bearhalter started.
Yeah, but that was the...
Yes, Claudio.
Is my team Malmo back?
They're not. I mean, they're doing fine in Sweden.
What was it, a blind spot?
Blind spot.
Malmo's on the blind spot.
Malmo's a blind spot.
I actually did okay with Malmo.
Yeah.
I knew when to get off of Malmo. You said that. I thought you said that. Maybe I don't know. I thought one of us.
I seem to remember that.
I think FC Copenhagen, I would say, was more of a blind spot for me than Malmo.
Them the Brewers.
Yeah. Right now everything's a right now the NFL's a blind spot.
Both of us. It's both of us right now.
Hey, are the Terps in the midst of a giant blind spot? They started 4-0. They are now in the midst of a losing streak. They go to Illinois this Saturday. Is Mike Locksley coaching for his job? We'll answer next here on the Fan.
Mike, do you feel like you're coaching for your job over these last 3 weeks?
No.
No. Do you feel like you deserve to keep this job?
Yes.
Why?
I'm the head coach at the University of Maryland.
Well said, Coach. That's Mike Locksley back and forth with a reporter at a presser earlier today. And obviously the heat is on, and you're seeing guys get fired all around the country for less than what's going on in Maryland. Now, the standard, is not as high at Maryland. They've lost five in a row since starting 4-0. By the way, 410-583-1057. Win two tickets to see the Terps take on Michigan coming up November 22nd. 410-583-1057. You want to go see Maryland, Michigan? You can go.
And Johnny Holiday cover late to that.
Talk to Beltway Ben.
Inside radio.
You get to talk to Beltway Ben. Yeah, down. I get. I feel you.
They're killing me, Tom.
Yeah. Should so I'll ask you the question that Locks wouldn't answer. Is he coaching for his job?
I think he has to be. At some point there needs to be tangible signs of progress measurable in the standings to like within reason. No one, I know he talked about winning the Big Ten. Nobody really thinks they're winning the Big Ten, and progress not being, you know, Indiana flipping a program seemingly overnight. But like in a year where there's a lot of teams in this conference who are a lot worse than people thought they were going to be, right? Wisconsin, who he did manage terrible to beat. Nebraska is still not special. Penn State stinks.
UCLA is no good.
UCLA is struggling. Like, this is not a quintessential Michigan team. He's going in the wrong direction. And it doesn't look like he's going to make a bowl game. And look, do I think they beat Sparty at Ford Field? I think it'll probably be a spread that looks like the Rutgers spread. They lost the Rutgers game. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think there's that. And then there's also the, does it matter? Do people get behind it? Are people buying in? I was at the Washington game. There was a buy-in.
Yeah.
You can only be Lucy and with Charlie Brown on the football being pulled so many times. Then everybody shows up after a bye, knowing the terrible alpha bye for Indiana. What happened? Now, they weren't going to beat Indiana. They probably weren't going to compete with Indiana. But the optics of the way that went down don't look good. Does the Board of Regents meeting, I guess, depending on what you read,
it's this
happenstance
evening,
or totally related to him or totally unrelated to his status. But, like, you've got a new AD there who did not hire him.
Mm-mm.
Who has very quickly, I think, gotten a feel for how passionate at least some semblance of this fan base is, including the kids who pay money to go there, the student section, that they're not really buying this. And if you don't have buy-in from the top-end boosters and you don't have buy-in from the average fan who you're trying to get to go out there on a Saturday afternoon, and you don't have buy-in from the student section, I don't know. That feels kind of bleak.
It's just, it's unthinkable that there's a shot, maybe even realistic, after starting 4-0, having a 20-0 lead against Washington as you're about to enter the fourth quarter, that they could lose out.
I'll take it a step further.
Straight.
And this is why they're same old Maryland, even though he doesn't want to hear that. They lost a winnable game to Washington. That was a game that they had in the bag. They
Nebraska
lost. They had Nebraska.
UCLA.
So again, could have been 7-0 going against Indiana, and they probably still get beat by Indiana. Probably not killed because they have so much momentum, but they probably still get beat. But game day might have been at College Park.
Game day would have been there.
Yeah, like 7-0 Maryland. They're probably top 15 in the country. There's an alternate. What's the Spider-Verse? That movie where you got like multiple Spider-Men. There's a universe where they're 7-0 going into that game, but instead it's same old Maryland.
Well, and I know we got to go to a break here, but like we didn't talk about this game much. The fact that they finally run the ball, they run the ball for 300 yards. The quarterback has two explosive runs, including one for a
touchdown
score.
Run out of the game.
And you still pretty much get by the fourth quarter. It's not that you get an interception that you don't always get, and you still kind of get run out of the building in the fourth quarter, where fourth quarter has been a big problem for them all year. Like that kind of felt like,
well, you literally got,
you
ran
found
over
another way to, like, you unlocked the one thing that's really been missing in your offense. You unlocked it in a way nobody thought you could, and you still, by the final 5 minutes, it's not that competitive. I just don't know that you survive that.
Maryland takes on Illinois this Saturday at Illinois. It's a 3:30 start. That means pregame coverage starts at 2:30 right here on 105.7 The Fan. Coming up next, we get back to the Ravens. And Lamar Jackson now back at quarterback. He's been back for a few weeks. Is it going to be a tight end-centric offense moving forward? We discuss next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.